Now, in case if I decided to stay after the Taraweeh in the weekend, this weekend or next weekend, after Jum'ah night or Saturday night for about 15 minutes, to give a very intensive, quick training on the manner of the prayer. What we say, Arkan Salah, Hayatul Salah, Sunan Salah. How to pray practically. I will stand before you to tell you what is considered Rukun, which means a pillar. What is Sunnah, which means in case if you lost this thing, what will happen to you? Is it Sujood Sahu or your prayer is invalid or you have to pray it again or to compensate with another rak'ah? What, for example, raising up your hand, what is it is considered? Reciting the Fatiha, how to recite, how to do the ruku' properly. When you are considered, you have missed the ruku', for example, this is valid, invalid, acceptable, unacceptable. The prayer, valid, invalid, when, why, how. In about 15 to 20 minutes, I will explain this in a very intensive after the Tarawih, in case if I decide to do this. How many of you are interested to stay? Because it's late, so I want to plan. Okay, at least we have about 50. Good. So I will plan with the administration. Thank you very much. We will announce, okay? Right, let's come to our khatara. I read a story. I will narrate the story for you. Then we will take the lesson or two lessons from the story. A young guy, it seems he was a student from a rich Arab country. He was studying in the United States a few years ago. So unfortunately, he was not following Islam, even though his family are very religious, but he himself did not care about Islam or to be a Muslim. He was doing a lot of haram things. Part of what he was doing, basically, he used to have a girlfriend, an American girlfriend. He used to drink, he used to go to the pub, he used to have a girlfriend. At a certain point, he decided to marry this girlfriend, just to be his wife. So he offered this, she did not mind. He phoned his father back home. Daddy, I want you to marry. Please, can you support me? Is she a Muslim? No, no way. I will not support unless if she becomes a Muslim. Okay, but he himself is not practicing Islam, and she has nothing to do with Islam. He tried his best. He said, look, wallahi, billahi, tallahi, lillahi alayya, qasaman. If she does not become a Muslim, you are not my son, and I will not support you. I have nothing to do with you. Either she becomes a Muslim or just forget it. Don't discuss with me. And even if you married her, I don't know you. I will disconnect everything with you. So he was, quote unquote, forced to offer Islam for her. He himself does not care with Islam, but this is the commandment of his father. Look, subhanAllah, when Allah wills something. He said, look, I want to marry you, but my father insists that you become a Muslim. Really? She was an open-minded guy. Open-minded sister. So she said, okay, give me something to read about this religion. She has nothing to do with Islam. She knows nothing about Islam. She was so fair with herself, she asked him to bring her some kind of books to read about Islam, and she asked him not to see her or to speak with her or have any contact with her for 3 months. She said, I will read for 3 months, then I will decide. Either or. When the 3 months finished, you know, he was, you know, burning. Was waiting. Hello, 3 months. Salam. Okay, hello. What happened? She said, actually, I became a Muslim. Alhamdulillah, okay, that's so. But I will not marry you. Why? Because you are not a Muslim. SubhanAllah. I'm a Muslim now, but I will not marry you because you yourself, you are not. Of course, she's not saying that he's a kafir. I mean, you are not practicing Islam because when I read the true Islam, actually, you have nothing to do with Islam. So the story is finished now. She just continued her life as a Muslim. May Allah accept from her, and he was not able to do anything with her. Now, what is, as they say, you know, the wisdom or the lesson behind the story? Now, the first lesson. Look what kind of destruction I might be doing for others when I'm not representing my religion. And look the other way around, what kind of amazing benefits and khayr I might be doing when I'm practicing Islam, the first. Second message. Now, this person was not intending at all to bring her to Islam. He has no ajr, he has no that, because he was forced to that. Subhanallah, at least from my point of view, in my language, now this is a message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find a way to bring the hidayah to the people, so don't worry. Don't worry, which means if Allah wills, Allah's will be done. Now, what can I benefit from this? This is something obvious because we knew the story. But you have to know that this is applicable on every single person. Every single person, Allah has guaranteed to let the hidayah come to his doorsteps. But some of them, they refuse. Some of them, they accept. We know about those who have accepted because they declared that they accepted. The rest, we have nothing to know about them. But this is like a sign that Allah has his own way. So don't worry. Do your best. Huh? Do your best. And Allah will help. And if there's sincerity and ikhlas, look, subhanAllah. Now, who is the hero in pushing this lady to be a Muslim? The father. Because the father does not know her, she does not know him, no one knows the other, yet he is the reason. Allah made him the reason. He caused him to be the practical human reason to let her be a Muslim. So at the end, inshallah, the ajr will be in his. Because he insisted, he said, I will not support, unless if she, at the end, she has to read because he insisted on that. So sometimes we do our best, we don't know the results. Now imagine if this lady caused few hundreds to get into Islam in her life, okay? The whole of the ajr will be in the scale of who?
Father.
The father. La ilaha illallah. So from one angle, don't stop. Don't hesitate. Don't waste time. Just keep putting effort. And I remind you, I'm sorry, I took more time than what I was expecting. I will keep reminding you with this and I will finish. One of the most important, beautiful things from my point of view that made me proud of Islam and all the time happy to be a Muslim, you know, declaring my identity after believing in Allah and the package of faith, is that in Islam, we are accountable just for our niyyah and our efforts, not the results. We are not accountable for the results. Just, you have a pure niyyah? Yes. So, first take. Second take. Have you done your best? Maybe your best is just like this. Have you done it? Yes. Complete. 100%. First degree, VIP. Don't worry. But ya Allah, the result is zero. It's not your problem. Result is not your problem. It is under Allah's control with a lot of complicated, you know, things has to do with the qadr. Between Allah and the people, it's not your business. Have you done your best? Yes, alhamdulillah. Go and rest in your sleep. And be sure that you will receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. May Allah help us to be strong Muslims. Assalamu alaikum.